We're talking about book hacks and the problem of counterfeit books. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Photocopied books, plagiarized books. Publishers and authors are finding no genre is immune. Everything from Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express to medical handbooks have fake editions for purchase online. And so central to this conversation is the U.S.'s biggest bookseller, Amazon, and how it's responded to fake books. It said on its blog that it strictly prohibits the sale of counterfeit products and that it invests heavily in prevention. Have you accidentally bought a counterfeit book online? How did you realize it was fake? What happened? We're at 800-642-1234. David Streitfeld writes about technology for the New York Times, and he's been covering the complexities of the counterfeit market. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate.
So how widespread is this problem of counterfeit books on Amazon?
It seems pretty widespread from the complaints I get and from the people sending me the evidence that their books have been counterfeited or the books they're reading have been counterfeited. But we don't really know. The only people who know are Amazon, and they won't say.
And why won't they say? Why won't they release the information if they do have this?
Probably because it makes them look bad. Amazon will take down counterfeit books if you tell them about it, if you complain to them. But they do not proactively search for them. They don't really want to search for them. It interrupts their job of selling all sorts of books. So they kind of hope the problem will just go away on its own.
So when you go to purchase a book on Amazon, is there a way for the consumer to guarantee that the book you're buying is from the legitimate publisher?
Not really, because even if you buy directly from Amazon as opposed to from a third party, they can sometimes at least be fake. I've certainly bought fake books directly from Amazon. If you buy from a physical bookstore out in the real world, the chances of it being a counterfeit are much less because the books go through a stricter system and the counterfeits just don't happen that way. Online, however, there's nothing you can do to be completely sure you're not buying a counterfeit.
Well, when you say a stricter system, what does that system look like and why are there more safeguards going the traditional brick and mortar route?
It's complicated. On the brick and mortar route, it just always would be a major effort to counterfeit something. You'd have to do thousands of copies and then somehow get a relationship with a distributor who would buy the copies from you. If it was a famous book, someone would wonder why they were buying them from you rather than the real publisher. Online, you can just take a text, scan it in, send it in electronically to Amazon, and voila, you have counterfeit. Much, much simpler.
So when we think of counterfeit products, you might think of purses or jewelry and maybe not books. So what makes a book counterfeit? What makes it fake?
What makes it fake is if you, the person doing the counterfeiting, don't have the rights to do the book. And the only real way you, the customer, knows it's fake is if somehow you notice something, this counterfeit books with the title of the book or the author of the book misspelled. Generally, you notice because it's such a bad job and someone has just literally, in effect, Xeroxed the book that you were looking for. You look for a cheap copy. You naturally bought the one. You end up buying the one that is counterfeit because it generally is the cheapest. So you notice the quality of the book. Sometimes I found people say the books are actually a little bit changed. They're a little bit rewritten. And so if you know the book well, that could be a tip off too.
We're learning about counterfeit books sold on Amazon, and our guide is David Streitfeld. He writes about technology for the New York Times, and you can join in. Do you buy books from Amazon? What do you like about getting your books from Amazon? Are you concerned about the counterfeit book market? Join in with your questions, your experiences, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So how does the counterfeit market affect the real publishers and authors here? Take us on the money trail.
Well, when you're buying a book, generally, if it is a book that someone produced, and if it's a book that a living person or a person who recently was living wrote, they get some of the money, and they have enough to feed their family and to write another book. If it's a counterfeit, all of the money that would go to the real author, the real publisher, goes to the counterfeiter, who is usually someone not in the United States. And they end up with all the money. The author of the real book, the publisher of the real book, says, wow, my book is not selling that much anymore. And their sales go down precipitously, often by, in examples I've seen, or sometimes by as much as 50%. And so a counterfeiter has very little investment in this, and they make most of the $20 or whatever the book sells for after Amazon's cut. And the author, as I say, doesn't make anything.
So where does copyright law come in? Where does public domain come in here?
Copyright law and public domain are really complicated. And in some cases, I wrote about George Orwell, the author of 1984. He's out of copyright in part of the world, so anybody can publish him. And then the books are imported and sold by Amazon in places like the United States, where he is in copyright. That is less counterfeit than just, I don't know, Amazon being a worldwide bookseller and letting the chips fall where they may. On the other hand, some Orwell books are counterfeited in the United States, and it can be hard. It was hard for me, at least, to tell the two apart.
Do you think this will have a long-term impact on the publishing industry?
I think it could. It certainly is affecting the publishing industry now. We don't really know how big it is. And as I said, Amazon is not forthrightly telling us how big it is. It, you know, a really, really good counterfeit, a reader is not going to notice. It's going to be indistinguishable from the real book. And so you could approach a point where counterfeits are prevalent, and Amazon would still be making money, counterfeiters would be making money, but the real authors of the books would be making no money. That would be a unfortunate situation for all of them.
So what has Amazon's response been to this? Because they did blog about directly at you about your articles that you've been publishing and writing about in the complexities of counterfeit books.
Right. Amazon says it is doing the best it can, but it essentially has always operated as a flea market in terms of books, in terms of other products. You say you want to sell something, books or, you know, purses, and you go on Amazon and you start selling them. An Amazon representative does not come to your house and look over the books you're going to be selling and say, yep, these are the real thing, which effectively is the way it happened with Elise Books with bricks and mortar stores. So the person just starts selling books. Maybe they're real books. A lot of cases, they are real books. They wrote it themselves or whatever. In some cases, whatever percentage, they're not. And so Amazon tends to be more reactive than proactive. I wrote about George Orwell, who in 1984, the books are always being rewritten and faked. And so I thought it'd be interesting to look at him. And there were a lot of counterfeit George Orwell books on Amazon. So I wrote about it. Amazon said they would take care of it. I asked them about specific books. They took them down. And I was looking last night in preparation for this interview, and I found a whole bunch of fake counterfeit George Orwell books on Amazon.
Oh, they just pop right back up.
Yep. They're like, you know, they're like weeds. And Amazon says they really can't tell when the books are real and when they're not. But I don't know. The authors certainly wish they made more effort in telling. If I, a mere journalist out there, can tell, you would think someone at Amazon could tell too.
David Streitfeld, how does the global scope of our digital marketplace make this a much more complicated issue?
That's where copyright comes in. As I said, with Orwell, he's out of copyright in part of the world. He's in copyright in part of the world, like the U.S. and his native England. And so the books can just be moved around. The legitimate books taken from India, in examples I've seen, and they're imported into America. Amazon stocks them at its warehouse and sells them. The publishers aren't doing anything wrong. The editions of the books, the ones I've seen, are not as good as the legitimate editions in America. They have some typos in them. They have misinformation on the covers of the book. They're not done with the greatest care. And yet, when you look online, they're probably going to be the cheapest because they don't have to pay the author anything. The printers were cheap. The quality is cheap. And so those are the copies people end up buying for their kids.
We're talking about the problem with counterfeit books with David Streitfeld. He writes about technology for the New York Times. You can join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the counterfeit book problem and what it means for the publishing industry. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The New York Times' technology writer David Streitfeld has been reporting on this issue, and he found many of these counterfeit books, they have inconsistencies from the real book. They're printed and sold on Amazon by third-party sellers. Some are printed by Amazon's self-publishing division. So whose responsibility is it to prevent counterfeit books from being available on Amazon? Is there any other way for other booksellers to benefit from selling quote-unquote real books? Questions we're exploring with you at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. And David Streitfeld stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Missy is joining us from Oak Creek. Hi, Missy.
Hello. I just wanted to say counterfeit is just a nice way of saying stolen stuff. Why aren't they held accountable as selling stolen goods, you know, like that serious?
Yeah, Missy, you were breaking up just a little bit, but David, Missy's asking, you know, this is akin to selling stolen goods. Why aren't these sellers held responsible?
The sellers themselves, the people who do the counterfeiting, generally tend to be in other countries. And so they're hard legally to pursue. They're hard to prosecute. Each one can only counterfeit, can only steal so many books. And it's one of those problems that, you know, the most Amazon seems to do is kick them off and maybe, you know, keep their last check or whatever. As far as I know, there has not been any prosecutions.
Yeah, is Amazon exposing itself to potential litigation here from authors or from publishers by not doing more to prevent counterfeit books?
In theory, it might be exposing itself to litigation. Remember, this is a very wealthy, it's one of the biggest corporations in the country, and it's got a lot of lawyers. And for one author to sue them and to prove something was going on, authors generally, even publishers, they don't have that much money. So there's not too much they can do. And there's not really that much information that they have. You know, they see a fake copy. Maybe it was just the only one. Maybe someone counterfeited one. Or maybe there were a lot more. The author never knows.
Is there a comparison here to be made to Facebook or other tech companies that have hired people to police their online products, to police social media? Could Amazon hire people to proactively monitor for counterfeit books?
It could, and it would, if it thought this was becoming a real problem and that people were not buying on Amazon because of it. And so, to some extent, if there is a public reaction, or if the public is even just interested in this, that will encourage Amazon to respond.
And then earlier this year, we saw Amazon launch something called Project Zero, which allows publishers to directly remove counterfeit listings from the site. How has that played out so far?
Amazon says it's played out well. It's hard to independently verify it. Part of the problem is if a legitimate publisher can say that something is counterfeit, it's easy for an illegitimate publisher to say that something legitimate is counterfeit too. And so, you know, the publishers have to register to prevent that from happening, and they have to be constantly scanning what Amazon is doing and making clear they're the real publisher. It's a lot of extra work for them, and they don't really feel it is their job to maintain Amazon's site when Amazon is making so much money from what it is doing.
And so if Amazon is following this kind of good faith effort by the sellers, that is more cost effective than policing its own site.
Right. It is, although, a kind of after the fact effort. Here is something that is being sold that shouldn't be sold. It's better than, I assume, not doing anything, but it doesn't really take care of the problem in the beginning, so the books are not sold at all.
You write about the Sanford Guide to Antimicrobial Therapy and this textbook issue, guidebook issue. Tell us this story about what happened there.
That was a scary one in that, you know, if you're reading a novel that is counterfeit, the money may have ended up in the wrong place. The author may not have been paid, but it didn't threaten anybody's life. With the Sanford Guide, it is a medical textbook, a small medical textbook used by doctors when you come in to the emergency room with certain kinds of ailments. It actually tells you what kind of drug and how much to give the patient. And the book was counterfeited, and counterfeited over several years. The publisher couldn't figure out what was going on. And some of the counterfeits were so bad, the pages where the drugs were, some of the pages, were smeared and were just blurry because it wasn't a great counterfeiting job. And that set up the situation that doctors wouldn't really know in the urgency of the moment what the drug dose was, or they would think a 5 was a 9 or whatever and give you the wrong dose. That's an ultimate example of how counterfeiting can really put people at risk.
So what was the upshot of that story? What happened to the publisher?
The publisher worked really long and hard to try to get Amazon interested in its problem. Amazon, according to the publisher, did not respond very well for quite a while. Eventually, when I called Amazon about the publisher, it responded more. The publisher ultimately took the step of trying to be more closely linked to Amazon, of having Amazon be the official distributor for its book, which is a way that counterfeiting can ultimately help Amazon. If Amazon does everything for your book, maybe it watches more closely how it's sold, and that could benefit you. So, and it can benefit Amazon. So Amazon says, you know, come to us. We'll take care of all your problems.
We're talking with David. Talking with David Streitfeld, who writes about technology for the New York Times. We're looking at counterfeit books, and you can join in. Have you ever accidentally bought a counterfeit book online? How did you realize you didn't have a legitimate copy? 800-642-1234. David, what can book counterfeiting tell us about online counterfeits in general and where this is going?
Well, there's certainly, books are just a very small part of the problem of counterfeiting online. Amazon has certainly acknowledged it. These are counterfeits coming, many of them from the third-party sellers that kind of exist on Amazon's site, not necessarily from Amazon itself. Government researchers did a study recently where they bought, I think, 47 products from sellers on various big-name platforms, including Amazon, Walmart, and eBay. These were things like, I think, perfumes, other objects, not books. And 20 out of the 47, nearly half, were counterfeits. And that indicates the problem that Amazon and other online sellers will have to deal with.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
David Streitfeld writes about technology for the New York Times. His article about counterfeit books on Amazon is called Paging Big Brother in Amazon's Bookstore, Orwell Gets a Rewrite. And you can find a link to his article at WPR.org/mornings. Just ahead, thousands of Native American women and girls go missing each year, and now states want to do something about it, including Wisconsin. We look into how lawmakers are trying to stop violence against tribal women. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.